Playhouse in the morning, 184, the number one hit music station, 8:30 in the morning, Zero and Amy K, and this is a mailbag situation.
We just got a letter, we just got a letter, we just got a letter, wonder who it's from.
And today, looking for a little bit of thoughts from the Playhouse family is Playhouse family member Chloe. She says, I'm feeling a little weird about a guy I just started seeing. He referenced his friend Charlie all the time. And I finally got to meet Charlie and was taken back when I learned that Charlie is a female. Here's the deal. He talks about Charlie often, clearly went out of his way to do so in a way that he didn't use pronouns. He never said she or her in any of the stories leading up to me meeting. Now, he absolutely does. Now, the two of them could have just well seemed to be lovers when we hung out. She was all over him. At one point, sat in his lap as they giggled and joked, finishing each other's sentences, inside jokes, etc. I feel so weird about his closest friend clearly being someone he adores, and she's female. Not helping that she's not unattractive either. We left the bar, and he was like, man, I told you Charlie's so fun. And I was like, mm-hmm. Can these two really be just friends? Do I need to ask him follow-up questions about this Charlie?
I mean, it doesn't seem weird, does it?
I give you a female friend. I don't know if she need to be in his lap. It's like there's things.
Oh, I guess. But how he said, like, see, she could be fun. Is it, I guess, maybe a little weird because he did never say if it's a he or a she.
Clearly, this has blown up in his face before. There's a reason he wanted you to meet her before that he like acknowledged Charlie's a woman.
But at least you got to meet her.
Yep. So I think
he's
that's a good sign.
He's not hiding anything.
I don't think it's, tell me if I'm crazy, I don't think it's wrong to be like, listen, that's great that you have this wonderful friend. Sitting in your lap's a little weird for me, though. Like, if we're going to be seeing each other, I don't think I need to be seeing other women in your lap.
Sitting in your lap, that would make me angry, too.
Like, let's not pretend like that woman wouldn't be. Charlie would be underneath your car tires. let's be real.
Charlie would be. Charlie would probably never come around. But I guess maybe now that you're saying the reason there was never pronouns was because it probably did blow up in the face. At first, that's where I didn't really think it would be weird.
Especially if now that you've met, it's like, yeah, she, her, this, she, her, that. It's like, okay, you went out of your way to like, you made sure you're mentioning this person, but you didn't want it to be a conversation until there was a little bit of face-to-face.
Meeting, exactly.
I like that he introduced you. I like that you hung out, and I like that she clearly doesn't perceive herself. Well, actually, that's not true. I was going to say there's probably not a threat here that she'd be open to do that in front of you, but maybe she was just letting you know this is mine. Like a dog peeing kind of thing. She's marking
her territory.
With her butt on his lap. I don't like it. It's the lap thing that ruins it for me.
I guess the lap thing is, yeah. Oh. At first, I thought it could just be like a good friend. But I do think sitting on the lap was out of line. Now maybe you bring up that conversation like, yeah, but there has to be some boundaries. Why she's not sitting on your lap? You're not a couch. You're not her couch.
There is a tiny little bit of the element of like, oh, you sure men and women can just be friends? Like there's a little bit of that going on here. But I feel like moreover, it's should you be OK with like how close they really are?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're pretty dang close. 237, it's text 3527 over to Playhouse. Playhouse, 194 mailbag situation right now with family member Chloe, who describes to us that she'd been seeing a guy for a while, and he would reference this friend of his all the time. Charlie this, Charlie that, Charlie this, Charlie that. And it wasn't until meeting Charlie that she's like, oh, Charlie's a woman. And obviously they're very close. At one point she was sitting on this guy's lap and was like, oh, Charlie's amazing, isn't she? And he's like, oh, yeah. So there's like part one of this. She's like, can these people really just be friends in general, like men and women, but then also like these two? Does the lap sitting thing make it weird for you? Text Club, kind of like you and I were. I feel a lot of people think the lap thing was weird.
Yeah, someone said, I do think you need to make some boundaries. Let him know you find it disrespectful. He should have been the one who said something like, it's not okay for that to happen anymore. Someone else said, why don't you just call it out next time? Tell her that she shouldn't be sitting there. If she does try to do it again, it's not appropriate for her to do that.
And what are you thinking about this whole situation here? Men, women, can they be friends? Do these two sound like they could be friends?
I find that in the majority of cases, that there's always something. That the guy always likes the girl or, there's something, some unrequited love from one of the parties. But if that doesn't exist, I think it's fine. But I would say more often than not, someone is burning a candle for the other person.
So you're thinking, okay, maybe one of them could be just friends, but somebody might want more always.
100%. Totally.
All right, thank you. And Mikey, we were talking a little bit. Sounds like you were thinking maybe something's already happened here. Maybe there is still feelings among one of them, but they could still be friends after that still.
If maybe the man has feelings or something, maybe he'll make a move and then the women just be like, nope. And then things can kind of go back to normal. I'm speaking from experience on this.
All right, so you've kind of lived that. You're like, okay, you can kind of dabble into both ponds. And then if you don't like the relationship pond, just be pals.
Right, exactly. And then it's up to you if you want to stick around, but if the friendship's worth it, then...
The thing is, now you've put it in her head, like the person we're talking about, like, oh, great, this guy I'm seeing is totally hooked up with this female friend.
Well, yeah, but they're still friends, right? They're not dating. Maybe there will be some sexual tension on one side or the other, but, I mean, you make a decision if you want to stick around for the friendship after you've made your move.
I appreciate it, brother. So, Chloe, she's seen this guy. We would reference pretty regularly this friend, Charlie, and then she meets Charlie and is like, oh, Charlie's a woman. And then this woman was finishing his sentences. At one point, he was sitting on his lap. Are you thinking red flag, not a red flag? The lap thing seems to be the sticking point.
Yeah, someone said, maybe you can just say, excuse me, you're in my seat next time she sits on his lap. Another person is saying, why don't you tell him how you feel and then see how he responds to that, and it will tell you a lot more.
I'm convinced that this has been a relationship ender for him before.
And that's why he was being sneaky about it?
Well, because leading up to, you know, it was Charlie this, Charlie that, never said he, never said she.
Yeah.
And so then suddenly, now that they've met, it's like, yeah, she's great, she's this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm thinking he was trying to, oh, you know what, I'll get the two of them together, they're going to love each other, it's going to be all okay.
But has it always been a problem and there really isn't an issue? I don't know, but she did say that they're just so close. It is strange.
I'll give you a close female friend. Have a sister, brother, but you got to stop having her sit in your lap. That's weird.
That is over the line. That's where you draw some lines and say, nope, that's too much.
Like, oh, she's like a sister to me. Oh, would your sister sit in your lap in the middle of the bar?
Yeah, no, that's gross.
Probably no. Can they just be friends?
Oh, man, I don't know on this one. I was literally having this conversation with a friend the other day. I think they can with certain guardrails in place.
No laps.
You know, it's easier if they're dating somebody. If the guy is dating somebody,
and this one is right
for them to be friends with girls, but if you know they didn't have sisters and they're not dating someone, I think there's a lot of guys that might always look at another woman in that sort of context, you know.
So you think from the male end of things that it's going to be hard for him to not always be like, well, I wonder.
Yeah, I mean, it is sort of like deep brain, right? Like, that's what your brain is wired to do, is look for a mate. We are pretty basic that way. It's, you know, it's ingrained in us. But I do believe that there is room for friendships to blossom if both parties are willing.
Absolutely. I agree with pretty much everything you said. I think that they can be friends, but I think about the time that she put his butt or her butt in his lap, that yes, mm-hmm. It crossed his mind like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah, someone said, from my experience, whenever a male and a female are that good of friends, one of them secretly harbors more intentions, and usually it's the male. Someone else said, my ex had a friend who was too comfortable with him. I told him lines need to be drawn. When he was single, it was okay, but if he's serious about me, he needs to set boundaries and have some personal space between those two.
Well, I'll tell you this, Chloe. If you want to confront him about the friend that's sitting in his lap on the show, we will make that happen. We'd love to do that.
Yeah, someone said you even have a talk with him. And if your boyfriend's still fine with it after knowing you're not comfortable with it, then I would consider a breakup.
Be the next in a long line of women that have probably broke up over this very thing at Amanda.